Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show now. Good morning, sir. Lots to talk to you about today.
Yep.
Let's start with Ozzy.
Yeah, disappointing.
Did you know that was coming?
No, I didn't, because it was a European tour that he canceled, so there were no U.S. dates planned, so I had no idea it was coming. If he canceled the U.S. tour, I certainly would have known.
And were you surprised?
No.
No.
No, I think most people remember he's canceled a couple of Mohegan Sun shows that we had planned and never rescheduled them.
It's just harder and harder for him.
Yeah. I mean, he's 74 now, so.
Well, I remember seeing video of him in the late 80s and 90s clapping and walking along on stage, not looking great.
No.
You know, still performing. Great song.
Yeah, his voice is fine.
Great job.
Yeah.
But reading the teleprompter, clapping, like, looking a little...
He's done a lot to himself throughout the years.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, I think that really is the point. I agree with you. Because you got a guy like Bruce Springsteen who opened his tour last night in Tampa, who's 73. So age isn't definitely the reason people decide to end touring. It's health.
Yeah, it's really what you did during that time.
Right. Not age, but health.
Yeah. Bruce is a gym rat, and Ozzy was a drug rat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Lab rat.
Sorry,
I should have said that.
And Ozzy would never do the Phil Collins thing where he just sits in a chair and does his show. You know, like he's going to want to walk around and like,
if
he can't do that,
Phil.
He's not going to.
I agree, Phil. That's not Ozzy. Right.
And he wouldn't, you know, he was having a hard time keeping up with the teleprompter and the lyrics.
Yeah.
And do you want to have an earpiece stuck in your head all night?
Confuse you. Yep.
Rocking.
Yep.
Yeah. So good decision, but sad decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, just another great rock idol that I'm afraid is off the road, so I guess we'll never see him again. Sometimes what people end up doing when they get old, they do residencies in Vegas or something like that,
right,
which doesn't require them to go town to town. It's a much easier life to living in a presidential suite in the hotel, come down, do a two-hour show, and then go back upstairs.
Nice.
Right.
So the road travel when you're in your 70s and 80s is really, really difficult.
Jimmy Koplik's on. We're talking about Ozzy's retirement from performing announcement yesterday. A couple of other things we want to ask you about before we go to the Rock Hall of Fame ballad stuff. And if anyone has a question for Jimmy, 1-877-764-2535. Had a couple of tribe members email me knowing you're going to be on today. The Offspring.
No touring plans at the moment.
Europe. The band.
I remember them from the Geico commercial.
Yeah. Every time I have a burrito now.
Yeah, really. They actually could draw people again.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. They've only played Connecticut one time that I remember. It was up at the Bushnell that we had them. But, gosh, I wish they... I don't even know if they're together. If they're together, I would bring them to Oakdale in a minute.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Because I think they are touring. That was the basis of the question. I think they're doing a tour somewhere, and they were wondering if they'd be coming to the United States.
If they came to the States and I got offered the show, I would bring them to Oakdale.
Nice.
And so that's how it works. They would call you and ask you, or if you heard that they were coming to the area, you'd call them?
It's one or the other. I mean, usually we get called, but I am not afraid of calling and begging. I mean, asking.
Right. Like you said.
Oops.
Yeah. Asking very passionately, yes.
And Jimmy, I know this one's been on your bucket list here. Beyonce.
Well, not Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right.
But Boston and New York.
Okay.
And she'll be enormous, obviously. Selling out stadiums.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Tom Cantone was on Channel 3, I think, yesterday or the day before, saying that he had four offers into Paul McCartney. And now, is that four over different time periods, or was that four all at once with different scenarios?
No, four over different time periods. We do have one in for Paul McCartney for next year, this year actually now, if he decides to tour.
Cool.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would love
to
see him.
But he seems to continually say no to us.
Well, yeah.
So, fingers crossed.
We'll see.
What league of money are we in when you're talking Paul McCartney and Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, like what could you buy with it? Like a town?
Many millions.
Many millions.
Many millions, ooh.
Would it be equal to any other artist coming to Mohegan Sun, or is it?
No, it's equal to the Springsteens, Justin Bieber's, Justin Timberlake's.
Wow.
You know, any artist that could sell Mohegan Sun out at very high ticket prices which certainly those artists can.
Okay. So not out of the universe of what they typically offer.
Well, we are always concerned about ticket prices and the backlash on ticket prices. And look, we know we can get $500 a ticket for every Paul McCartney ticket.
Yeah.
You know, that we sell. But image-wise, for him, it's not a good thing. Image-wise, for Mohegan Sun, I don't think they would like it either. They're very friendly towards their customers and their fans. So Mohegan Sun tends to try to keep the ticket prices lower also. So I think that, you know, in all honesty, we could offer more, but we'd have to charge more for tickets.
Gotcha. A couple more things before we get into this Rock Hall of Fame conversation, Jimmy. From the Facebook page, Annette wants to know about Boy Genius.
Oh, Boy Genius. You know, I've read a lot about Boy Genius in Rolling Stone. Don't know much about them, but no plans to tour that I know of.
Okay.
Ashley wanted to know about Dropkick Murphys.
Hopefully this summer, but no plans on an exact date yet.
And somebody wanted to know about shows going on sale.
Ah. Well, we have a big on sale week coming up. Actually, tomorrow's the big on sale day. Bare Naked Ladies at Mohegan Sun for July 7th with Five for Fighting. Australian Pink Floyd Mohegan Sun, that's on September 23rd. Young the Giant at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, which is on June 7th. And Brian Adams, well, more than this, Brian Adams and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, ooh, which is a great ooh package, isn't it?
Where's that?
That's at Mohegan Sun on June 11th.
Oh, nice.
Adams is awesome.
Great show.
With Joan Jett, awesome.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
even better.
Yeah, fabulous show.
Gotta
and
go.
Then a show that I'm sure you'll be at, which is Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper together at Xfinity on Sunday,
nice,
September 10th.
Nice.
That's another fun one.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Holy crap.
A lot of on sales. Here we go. Let's put it that way. We'll have on sales probably every single week going right up through April and May.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yep.
You know what's coming. And of, what is it, 60 shows, 2023 in the various venues? Did you say 60?
Well, in 2023, there's more. We'll do 60 alone at Mohegan Sun, and we'll do 30 to 40 in Bridgeport, and 40 or 50 at Oakdale, and
holy crap,
in the other arenas, we'll do 10 or 15 more.
Of all of those shows, how many are you excited about? Like, wow, this is a good one.
Less and less. Because the bands are getting younger and younger, and I'm getting older and older. So, like Young the Giant. I thought Young the Giant was a hip-hop act.
Oh.
It's not.
Oh, it's not. Yeah.
Did you guys know who Young the Giant was?
Are they really giants?
Yeah, right. I know who Andre the Giant was. But
oh, my God, yes.
Is that the Green Giant, the ho-ho-ho guy?
See,
yes.
Here we are.
Right. We're going to make a bunch of vegetables out there. What's going on here? I love your baby corn.
All right, let's talk about the Rock Hall of Fame nominees announced yesterday. Do you have your ballot?
I did not get my ballot yet. They usually mail it out the day that they announce, so I should get it either tomorrow or Saturday, I would guess.
Okay.
Do you have the list in front of you or no?
I do have the list in front of me.
Okay.
I'm afraid to say what I want to say.
Please do.
They might take the ballot back.
No, we won't tell them.
But it's a weak, it's a very weak list this year, I think.
Oh, you know, it's cool. It is.
I was surprised. I mean, there's so many artists that I could think of that aren't on the ballot that should be on the ballot that I don't quite understand why. I mean, I'll throw a name out there, like Joy Division would be on there, but Jethro Tull's not on there. I mean, I don't get that. Or why, I'll just say... The Spinners are on there, but not the Dave Matthews Band. I don't get it. I just don't understand it.
When you said Joy Division, I heard part of our billing just shake by our boss's office.
Can you grab that email, Bill? We got an email.
Yep.
An angry email from our boss yesterday because we went through this list.
Yep.
And he tried to scare us immediately. The title was a formal complaint.
Right.
Oh, good.
And I just said again.
That gets my attention right, because I want to know if the world's about to be lit on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to order that pizza.
Do you have the email?
I do.
Okay.
Dear Morning Show, in regards to your discussion about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees at 9:01 this morning.
The time.
Joy Division are one of the most important post-punk bands of all time. They are so important. In fact, they made a movie about them called Control. And then he linked to the movie. They are so important that even the children, Jimmy, wear their shirts. And then he linked to one of their shirts. No, I think he means the children in general.
Like children.
Just
like children.
Buying the shirts. Right, you know, right, right. The ones that if you walk up to and say, hey, nice, I own that album. They're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah, those children. If you judge who should get into the Hall of Fame by, quote, influence, Joy Division has influenced everyone from the 80s synth bands, Depeche, Cure, to the 2000s indie rock bands like Killers, Franz Ferdinand, and really to alternative music in general. Soundgarden cites them as an influence. U2 covers their songs. He goes on and on. Do we want more? I can Google.
No, no, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
I still won't vote for him. I might get fired from the show. This might be my last show, but I won't vote for them.
All right, this was his last line. Without Joy Division / New Order, a giant section of alternative rock never happens. The end.
Okay. So
maybe I'm just showing my ignorance.
All right, so Jimmy, contemplate that memo from Keith as we go through the list of them.
It was Keith who's now he knows a lot about music. I thought it was somebody that was like sitting behind a desk with a tie on.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's interesting. Keith knows his stuff. So,
oh, yeah, he does. He does.
I respect Keith's music taste.
All right, we'll give you an idea to some time to marinate those thoughts and then we'll get to them during this list. And see if you still feel the same.
Fermented, marinated, whatever.
Cyndi Lauper, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I am so happy she's nominated. I personally like her, so that does influence me a little. But I think for female vocalists, I think she's one of the greatest, and she's fabulous on stage, and she still sells tickets, and I think she's influenced a lot of singers going forward.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Pink and Avril Lavigne all cite her as the biggest influence of her. She's huge. I mean,
yeah, she actually would have no problem. I'm definitely voting for Cyndi Lauper.
Cool.
Cyndi Lauper, yes. George Michael.
I'm sort of waffling on George Michael. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'll wait till I get my ballot officially. I'm leaning towards saying yes, because as I said earlier, I think the list is sort of weak this year, and he might just get on my vote. He might get my vote.
Willie Nelson.
Yes. I mean, that's a no-brainer in my opinion.
Yeah, we all agreed yesterday. Yeah. Yep, we were all a yes on that.
Yeah, look, you know, I don't want to get stuck on this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, name. Because rock and roll is really the music hall of fame. I mean, you get people like Beyonce are in and people like that. You get hip-hop stars, you get country artists, you get all type of artists. Rock and roll is a very all-encompassing term. And Willie should get in.
Absolutely.
And that was his first nomination, I think, right?
I believe you're right.
Yeah, you know Willie bring Criminal. Willie to the party.
I think Dolly Parton opened the door up for that.
Well, I think it would have been better if they flip-flopped. If they did Willie Nelson last year, everyone would have been, of course.
On board, yeah.
And then you say Dolly Parton, you're like, well, Willie Nelson is in.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
It's easier because Willie could have cracked that door.
You're absolutely right, because if you think of Farm Aid, which we've had in Hartford twice, you know, you've got John Mellencamp.
Right.
You've got Willie Nelson. Dave Matthews, and Neil Young, who are the four heads of Farm Aid.
Yeah.
And Neil's obviously in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I believe Mellencamp's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He should be if he's not.
But I think he is.
I believe he's in.
Yeah.
I believe Dave Matthews should be in, although he's not. And then you got Willie. But they're all rockers. There's no doubt about it. And they all admire Willie. So Willie should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Soundgarden?
Yes.
All right.
Big fan. Very influential. Yep. Even Keith thinks they're influenced by Joy Division.
Yes, yes.
So very influential. So I would put Soundgarden in there.
All right. Jimmy's given up three of his five yeses so far for his Rock Hall of Fame ballot.
Yeah, I know. I'm running out. No. There's a lot left.
Iron Maiden.
No question about it. Absolutely. I wanted them in forever. They were going to be one of the two bands I was going to push this year. They didn't have to.
Rage Against the Machine.
You know, I voted for them once a few years ago, but I'm not really sure. I'm leaning towards voting yes on Rage Against the Machine. But
that would be your five.
Not for sure.
Wow.
So George, so Cyndi Lauper's a hard yes?
Cyndi Lauper's a hard yes.
Okay.
Willie Nelson's a hard yes. Soundgarden's a hard yes, and Iron Maiden's a hard yes.
Okay. So you have one left.
The George Michael is an iffy.
Cindy, George.
Right.
No, Cindy's a hard yes. Willie's a hard yes.
Okay, yes. George
and Rage.
And Rage are
considered.
Yeah, right. Those are the two I can't decide on.
Right.
Warren Zevon?
He's a borderline also. Not as popular as an artist, but that's not necessarily a requirement to get into the Hall of Fame. Certainly an influence. So I would lean against it because I'm running out of votes, but he might be worthy. I will say that.
Okay,
he might be worthy.
Sheryl Crow?
No, I just don't, and I'm a fan, but I just don't see her as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we had this conversation yesterday.
Yep.
You don't say, without her, music's different.
No.
No, but if she came to my house and tried to influence me, I might vote for her. Right.
It's a very easy phone call or just a Zoom.
She can convince me. Let's put it that way.
Put an asterisk next to her name?
Yeah. She's a maybe. The Spinners?
No, I wouldn't vote for them. I happen to like their music, but I don't think they're Hall of Famers.
Joy Division, New Order.
Well, since Keith wrote that nasty letter, and although he doesn't sign my paycheck, I did some reading up during the commercials on Joy Division and realized that New Order is also nominated as part of Joy Division, and I read a lot about them, and they are much more influential. I didn't realize Joy Division turned into New Order when the lead singer of Joy Division died. But I'm not really that educated as to that type of music, so I would still vote no.
If you have to put two bands together to make one possible nominee.
A Franken band, yeah.
They're out.
Yeah.
Okay, Neil Young's in there multiple times.
Yeah.
Okay, David Crosby's in there multiple times. Eric Clapton's in there multiple times because they had an imprint with these different bands.
Yeah.
This band didn't make enough imprint alone to do it on their own. So it had to be. No, we need to lump these two together.
Right.
Because that'll make a real thing.
Right.
There was a graphic yesterday. I know it's not the same thing. They split Tom Brady's career into three different parts, and he's a Hall of Famer in all three of them. And they're like these are no doubts. Like, he's top five in each of these separate parts of his career. And then you combine it like it's a no doubter. You shouldn't have to have this long argument, right? Like, you should be able to look and be like, yeah, no, that artist belongs in.
Well, when Jimmy and us, most of us here, Joy Division.
Right.
Like, who?
Right.
Name someone in the band. Huh? Name a song. What?
I thought they made that brand of
here's the kicker.
Liquid.
The band got more popular when the singer died.
Oh, see?
They had more success after he died.
Right.
So why wouldn't they just make it New Order?
New Order. Forget about Joy Division. Right.
It's like, well, now no one's going to, we've got to combine the two.
Got to put two together, right? I just keep looking down the hallway for more Keith show up. Screaming with his headphones.
Well, the way you guys are going, I'm going to be the new morning host. You guys are going to be out.
You're right.
I mean, if I just say yes to this, Keith put me in.
Then again, I just want to say, I'm a known idiot.
Yes,
so.
Right. It says mine on my contract.
Jimmy Cobblestone, we're going through his Rock Hall of Fame nominee ballot. He has four hard yeses. He has one vote left, and he's teetering on George Michael, Rage Against the Machine. Kate Bush.
No.
Thank you.
No, sorry.
White Stripes.
No, they never got that popular. They were somewhat influential. On that side, it might work, but never that popular.
Missy Elliott.
No, I don't see Missy Elliott as a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. With all due respect, she is a big star, but I don't see her as a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
A Tribe Called Quest.
I don't see them as even getting close. Why are they nominated and Dave Matthews and Jethro Tull and Peter Frampton aren't?
Seriously.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
It's got to be politics.
Must be.
Why isn't Peter Frampton in it? Peter Frampton is known for his guitar virtuosity.
Yeah.
He's the biggest selling live album of all time. And on his last tour, when he was in his 70s, he was selling out arenas. What do you have to do to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if he doesn't fit?
Seriously.
Yeah. That mouth thing?
Yeah.
I had never heard anything like that before.
Right.
Me too. You're right. Good point.
And I remember hearing that, and he made the guitar talk.
Yep.
Like, well, I've never heard this before in my life.
That guitar's talking.
It was groundbreaking.
And a great live performer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great live performer.
Yes, he was one of the people that the studio could not capture his brilliance. When he was out in front of an audience and there was that give and take and that live electricity,
yep.
He was, there's no one that can come close.
Can't touch him.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how they can, I won't say Joy Division because we'll get in deeper trouble. So
I
can't push.
I keep it in my ward like Jurassic Park.
I'll be calling Bozzy later and asking for a job.
Yeah, guys, have your car running.
I'm going to pot up the mic in Keith's office.
It's okay. I brought the fast.
He's typing another angry.
It's okay. Idiots. I brought the fast car today.
Yeah, we got to go. But so you're a maybe on George Michael and a maybe on Rage, and we'll check back with you next week on that.
And we'll have to talk about Joy Division. We'll have to reconsider that after a week of Keith berating us over the fact that we don't think it's a good idea. We might change our mind.
Yeah, if I'm here, we'll have that conversation.
Right. It's just
fingers
Pat.
Crossed. All right, Jimmy, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.